Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Oh man, it's gonna be one of those days, cause I'm dealing with a health issue
that makes it
uncomfortable to sit.
Do you want to just
again?
No.
We got some Marvel to talk about today, for sure. So let's go ahead and get into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the almost daily cup of genre here on the Genreverse podcast network and YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button if you're watching us on YouTube. If you're listening on your favorite podcast app, such as Spotify or Apple, Amazon Music, or any of those, or any others, give us a follow. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 reactions and Rotten Tomatoes scores are out. I kind of wanted to chit-chat about that since that's hitting tomorrow. Hey, look, there's our channel. Right now, Guardians 3 has a 79 from 138 reviews. If you're watching us on YouTube, you can see the names for these people. I'll mention a few, but not all of them. A couple of positive ones. Volume 3 is a fitting emotional madcap swan song. While not every move, this is another one. And while not every move James Gunn makes in Guardians 3 lands, enough of them do that make this easily the best MCU since Endgame. Paraphrase last bit a bit. Yeah, I know, right? One more. USA Today top critic. Like listening to your favorite band on their final tour. All killer, no filler. Okay, maybe a little. The greatest hits mixed with new stuff that reminds you why they're so awesome in the first place, and a desire for the last song to never end. A couple of negative. NPR top critic. To watch Guardians 3 is to watch a filmmaker under the wildly mistaken belief that the best way to get you to absorb what he's saying is by screaming it directly into your ear, a la Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I like metal music.
That's true. I like metal, but no, I meant just like when they're, you know, telling you if it is that kind of like blank,
By frame, like what's happening, what you're supposed to feel.
Exactly. Another negative, the technically well-crafted movie tickles with one hand while it throws low blows with the other. Jeez. Gunn achieved his mission, but what did we really accomplish? That one would have been from a Spanish translation. Sorry, I was getting a phone call at the same time. Overall, it seems like most people are positive on it, just not necessarily singing super, super high praises. A few 3 out of 4s, 8s out of 10s, a B, 1 9 out of 10, some more, you know, mid-range. I'm not seeing any. There's 1 4 out of 4. Did I cry watching Guardians 3 like I did when Woody said goodbye to Andy in Toy Story 3? I sure did. So that sounds like that 4 out of 4 is very personal, not necessarily objective. So, yeah, man, how are you feeling about all of that for the Guardians tomorrow or this weekend for you?
I'll be honest. I never really pay attention to initial Rotten Tomatoes scores because they always either jump up or down as more critics watch it through the next few weeks.
138 is pretty good.
Actually, you're right. That is pretty good, but still, I don't know. It just seems like more people are less afraid to give Marvel a bad review this time around.
That is true.
It feels like that, at least, because let's be real. The last few go arounds, it's always been, This is the best.
Sing the praises.
Yeah, this is the best thing since, I don't know, whatever, the American hot dog
since
or something.
Since the last one.
Sliced
since
bread.
The last best thing. Yeah,
yeah, since the last big thing. Because,
look at you, Nick Dahl.
Yeah, obviously it was Nick, the one who was doing the initial Rotten Tomato scores. But I've, from people I know, I've seen it. I was not able to see it last week. It seems like it's good. But, I mean, with the track record right now, I'm going into this tomorrow night. A little gun shy. Let's just put it that way.
Nice pun. Was that intended?
Actually, no. But, you know, as a dad, you sometimes just naturally say these things. So yeah, I'm excited to see it regardless.
Yeah.
Just because I was joking with Brittany over the weekend because she was asking me if I was excited for Guardians. I said, absolutely, because it means that Gunn will finally be free from Marvel and free, completely. Hey, look, it's Goose.
This is Keone.
And then
a little more for the main camera.
Yeah, you can focus on DC eventually when he gets writers back. So, yeah, it's another movie.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
It's going to do well at the box office. It's going to fill those seats. My theaters are already filled up basically all of Thursday, Friday. So
man, I wonder if I when I bought my ticket, I was one of two people seeing this movie on its first showing RPX at my closest theater. And I really don't know. I will say this is the lowest rated one so far.
Yeah.
Going back through them, Guardians 2 ended up with an 85. Let me find it to show it on screen for verification. An 85 from critics and an 87 from the audience, while the first one, of course, did the best with 92 for both audience and critics. I need it to be good, but like you said, I think some people are just more happy to give more willing to give a negative review, or they're more, yeah, oh my goodness, dude, you might be able to see it on your camera, but that's
yeah,
it. For my audience, I don't have the autofocus set up, so you can kind of just see the blurriness of it, but you can see the few white boxes that are there, and that's the first showing for my theater there tomorrow.
Yeah, but what time is that? Like at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, it's at 1500. But the next one, the regular one, let's look.
Yeah,
at that.
But yeah, you're not gonna have a ton of people at 3 o'clock. People work and have, dude, to go to school.
Even
and stuff
no,
like
what
that.
I'm no, see back before the pandemic, it wasn't like that. Even the first one, it wouldn't be as a complete like sold out. But it would be, it would still be doing well enough. They don't even have. Oh, okay. I guess the next one did sell out. Good. So the 1900 did sell out. That's good because it's not on there anymore. That's great. Cool. Never mind. We're good. I like that. But still, what I was trying to say was but that's even a good sign because the last what was it? Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, and Mario both had severe lack. The fact that my theater actually has a room that appears, and maybe it didn't sell out, maybe it's a glitch in the system, but I don't see the 7 p.m. Time slot there. The fact that my theater sells out, like, Manny, we share theater stuff all the time. I'm shocked. That's good news. That's good news. Hopefully that means something. I'm hoping that it's good. I need it to be good. I like using the Rotten Tomatoes stuff to kind of gauge the people that are super emotionally invested versus those that might have a grudge. And it kind of gives you, it kind of gives you a sense of what will actually kind of the movie will be like by taking the two polar ends and finding that kind of middle ground. And it's like, okay, yeah, I can expect some of this. And sometimes you gotta look at, especially things with, Chris Pratt, look for what people are saying about like Chris Pratt or something. Be like, okay, so that's what's going to work in this movie. 'Cause people seem to really, really, hate that guy.
Yeah, that's actually the reason why I don't take Rotten Tomatoes to kind of to heart, because at the end of the day, actually, well, I mean, every review is an opinion. It's a personal opinion, regardless of how studied you might feel you are in film and theater, whatever, at the end of the day.
And all the types of personal limits or attempts to be objective, it's still going to have an opinion aspect to it.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's still your opinion.
Yeah.
And I think the one genre that really puts me off as far as like actually taking them, you know, their word for it, is horror, because I'd say about 80% of the time critics just do not get horror.
Yeah.
And it's all like when you see a horror film that has like a 60, sometimes you're like, oh, that's gonna be a good, that's gonna be pretty good. So for that reason, I don't take them
very, causing too much stress.
Yeah, like whatever. So yeah, that's my two cents on that as far as Rotten Tomatoes. But you know, I'm just another guy who just likes going to the movies also. So I like what I like.
let's continue the Marvel Fun Fest with something that you had wanted to chit chat about the other day. There have been a lot of rumors and buzz about the Fantastic Four film that, let's be honest, do you guys really think you're gonna see it in 24 or 25? I think Fantastic Four could easily be late 25, 26 now, but we'll see. The writer's strike is going to throw some things off, in addition to all of the other production slowdowns and shifts from Disney and Marvel in general. But
everything, yeah.
We've had so much stuff. Some of these things we're going to kind of glance over in LRMonline.com. Cam has done a good job of trying to gather these rumors together, but everyone, of course, wants to know who is going to play Marvel's first family and the villains around them. Doom. Could there be a Galactus? Could there be a Silver Surfer? And a lot of buzz on the street is no Silver Surfer yet for this film. Because of a side project. But let's get into some of these rumors. These shouldn't be real like spoilers, because they're casting rumors, not really story. But at one point, My Time to Shine Hello on Twitter had said Antonio Banderas is in talks to play Galactus in Fantastic Four.
I saw that.
They also had said Mila Kunis is not in talks for Sue Storm. She's in talks for a different role. So we'll start with that one. Regardless of whether or not Banderas does any motion capture, which I would hope to God he would, I think that would be a really cool choice, especially vocally, which is what you are really thinking of when you think of a Galactus character, because he's very big, very small moving, not very expressive. So that voice, I think that'll do real cool. You and I have been wanting Antonio Banderas to come back and play Zorro, like the updated version of what he did with what's his name, where he can pass the sword on. How would you like to see that one?
I think the same way you're saying, the same way they really did Thanos. I think maybe a little bit less facial expression, like you said, because I mean obviously. The way he kind of wears masks and stuff anyway, so that would be nice. I think that would work. Antonio Banderas is one of my favorite actors, so If you cast him in anything, I'm going to say yes first, and then we'll talk about if the movie was good or not, or great. You know, like this, you know, the sequel to Zorro wasn't that great.
Yeah. No.
But, you know, it was still, you still have the first one, which was amazing. I liked him in, like, Taking the Lead. I've seen him lately in a couple of roles as a villain. So,
Manny, yeah, I hate to typecast him, but oh my God, could you imagine Antonio Banderas playing that elder Zorro to Xolo's new younger Zorro, man? Can we make that? I know he's already doing the martial arts stuff and the superhero stuff, but I like the kid, man. He's a good actor. He's fun, and he's got that physicality to be able to do the fighting and the stunts.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
I
fan casting something that'll never happen. Oh well.
That'd be great. But you never know, because you know, right now the biggest thing that we get are franchises and bringing back old people. True. And so
yeah, that's true.
You're closer to getting the old Zorro than you are to get a new one.
Yeah, I wonder whatever happened with Wilmer Valderrama's telenovela style that Disney had wanted to do. There was a bunch of rumors about Mila Kunis and what role she would be in.
Oh my God, that was horrible rumor.
At one point, it was Sue Storm, My Time to Shine, Hello, said it's not Sue, it's a different role. For it to later come out from Mila Kunis herself saying she's not in Fantastic Four. However, guys, remember, Even Star Wars has had people say, no, I'm not playing Thrawn. By the way, I'm playing Thrawn. But Kuna said herself, not in Fantastic Four, but she knew who is. While another person in the industry came out, Skylar Schuler, stating that the horrible rumor that they would be making Ben female, which on screen, if you're looking at on YouTube will show a feminized thing from the comics. It's not going to be her, that it was just a rumor. So that's good. I thought Mila as Sue Storm would be fine. People know about the Adam Driver for Reed Richards, and apparently right now there was a, or not right now because of the next rumor, there was going to be a front runner was Jodie Comer, but carrying on to this most recent one, Daniel RPK made the claim that Margot Robbie has been offered Sue Storm, while an earlier rumor saying Paul Mescal would be what's his name, Johnny, that's not happening anymore. My Time to Shine, Hello, says yes, Robbie, that they've heard Robbie was offered the role too. What this all reminds me of, before we talk about Robbie herself, is Star Wars went through some of this too, where everyone is trying to dump their leak first and trying to get out if someone dumps a leak and it turns out not to be true, you know, it gets gunned down. Get it? Ha ha. It gets shot down by gun or whoever. Then they want to get the next one out. And so we're here talking about all these, not because necessarily we're saying any of them are 100% true, but there's a lot going on. And somewhere in here is the truth. Somewhere. These people know something, but it's interesting to see them try to out scoop each other. What would you say to Margot Robbie being brought into the MCU for Sue Storm?
That's a hell no.
Why?
She's much better than playing Sue Storm.
Okay.
Like I don't know.
I think it gives Sue more depth in the MCU than.
So what you want then is for her to become the leader of the Fantastic Four? Because,
oh God, yeah, that's true.
And okay, yeah. See, we'll see what happened there. Her roles are so much better that she's done. lately, and you know, especially being like the front run, the face of like Harley Quinn, now Barbie.
She was the face of DC for a few years, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't be part of that team. Like, leave that to someone else. And I'm not saying that that's a bad role at all, but there's just a lot of pressure, I think, that comes with that role specifically, and well, any other Fantastic Four. And I think honestly Marvel has no idea who they still want to cast for this, and I almost feel like leaking certain information is actually working in their favor. It as might. Far as
yeah,
let's see how people feel about this or that. And the worst part is that I don't feel like they've learned their lesson that the internet is just a bubble, the social media specifically, and they care way too much about it, which is how certain people got let go, certain directions were taken with certain characters and things like that. And I don't know it feels like, based on the way they've done things lately, it's a mess. Like, that's what I think. So I don't know. It's a wait and see for me now. At this point, it's like, all right, they've thrown out literally every name you could possibly hate. So let's see what you really have,
I really don't care to see Driver as Reed. I really don't.
No, absolutely not. I do not want to see Driver as Reed. It can't be. I don't think it should be Driver. I don't think he has the personality for that character.
And you know who I still think would have made a really damn good Johnny Storm, the guy that plays Billy from Stranger Things, Montgomery. Mm-hmm. I've wanted him to play Johnny since seeing him in the 2017 Power Rangers movie, and Stranger Things was just like, oh yeah, dude.
If they would have got that Megazord right, that movie would have been so good. If they would have just got the damn Megazord right, but that entire sequence, I threw me off the rest of the movie, and it pissed me off because that was a great cast.
Yeah, well,
it's almost as bad as Green Lantern, which had a fantastic cast and then just a terrible movie.
that does happen a lot. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap this one up short, because I still have to get one more video done today, and I need to rest up between the two. Let us know who you would like to see cast in these Fantastic Four roles, whether they're in the rumor running or not, because again, those are all rumors, and as you guys can see, they were changing by the day. I mean, literally, that was like the last 4 or 5 days worth of rumors for Fantastic Four alone. April 27th, May 1st, and then yesterday. So yeah, there's quite a bit going on. You can find all of those stories and more over at lrmonline.com. Written reviews, celebrity interviews from the LRM YouTube channel also go up there. Of course, the Genreverse has a lot of content for you guys, a lot of anime reactions, movie reviews over on Breaking Geek Radio, the Cantina for Star Wars, Marvel Multiverse Mayhem will be here tomorrow for your Guardians of the Galaxy review. If it's not a reaction video, it goes up on your favorite podcast apps. And yeah, Manny, anything else?
No, I think we're good.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off My Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.